Sheldon Bossert is the Director of Transportation with the High Prairie School Division. He joins us on the line today. Sheldon, thank you very much for joining us. A new experiment or a new program has started as far as safety is concerned with the school buses in the High Prairie School Division. Well, at least one main route is going with this, and that's the stop sign extension arm program. There we go. First of all, just as a little bit of an icebreaker, how did this idea come about?
So we are starting to see a ramp up in the number of flybys that are being experienced by school buses in the division, and this actually isn't something that is just High Prairie School Division exclusive. Across the province, a number of school divisions are reporting an increase in the number of flybys. So we saw this as an opportunity for safety and for a little more exposure for drivers to be able to see the stop arm out there. It's quite large. It's 6.5 feet long. So when this stop arm comes out, it actually goes most of the way across the lane that is next to the bus. And of course, it's got the red flashing light. So between a big yellow bus and a 6.5 foot stop arm that's out in the other lane, we're hoping that we can increase some student safety and decrease the number of flybys that we're seeing happening.
You mentioned earlier in your previous response that that other jurisdictions have been also experimenting and also initiating this project. Has some other school divisions in the Peace region, i.e. the Peace River School Division, Holy Family Catholic Division, Council Escaleta Northwest, etc., have they all been in contact with you to say, hey, how is this experiment going?
Well, they haven't been in contact with us yet. We actually have only had it on the road for just a few days. So it just left our shop last week, and so it's only been running for a few days. So I have not received any notifications from the driver yet as for flyby, so that's a good sign. We did put it on the bus in Slave Lake that is experiencing the highest number of flybys, and so that was the idea behind putting it on there, just to try and get our hot zone of flybys lessened.
Yeah, I was going to ask you here, Sheldon, how has the response been, even though the experiment has only lasted for a little bit?
Well, what we did is before we put it out on the road, we did a Facebook video of the stop arm in operation on our school Facebook page, and the response that we got from the public was absolutely amazing. I asked our communications department to give me some feedback on the Facebook post, and it's actually one of our most popular Facebook posts ever. There was people loving it, liking it, lots of good positive comments, people saying, you know, the number of flybys needs to be decreased, student safety is a priority, and people were very, very supportive of High Prairie School Division putting one of these out on the road.
How much do you see this program expanding within the High Prairie School Division and perhaps with other divisions in the neighborhood?
Well, I do know that the division to our south, Pembina Hills School Division, they have one as well that has just recently hit the road. So I don't have any feedback or a summary of how theirs is doing. But I do know that it's something that we're going to look at. They are quite expensive, so we do need to keep that in mind because we want to make sure we're using taxpayers' money well. But if it does make a drastic change in the number of flybys, then that's certainly something that we will have to have a look at for future. But for now, we're just going to pilot it with the one, and we'll see how that goes in terms of our statistics a few months down the road.
With the expansion and the possible expansion of this program, yes, it is a safety thing, I understand. But it's still an onus on all parties involved. We're talking bus drivers, students, the general public, the general drivers themselves, that safety is the big priority. And you've been mentioning this, how much can we stress the safety aspect of not only this experiment, but hey, it's the kids, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the flybys that we see are happening in the morning hours. We have far more that happen in the morning than in the afternoon. And this would seem to be a result of people that are late for work, late getting their own kids to school, late getting to themselves to an appointment, and doing a flyby on a school bus to save yourself a few minutes to get to work is just not a risk that's worth taking. And take that extra time, respect the bus driver. The bus driver knows you're behind them, and they're doing their best to get the kids on and off the bus as best they can while still being safe. So leave the house a few minutes earlier, but please respect those bus lights, because those are kids, those are someone's children, those are someone's grandchildren that are getting on and off that bus.
And the penalties are rather stiff. They are, aren't they?
They are very stiff. So RCMPs, when we have a flyby, we do have cameras on the outside of our buses, so we do capture the license plate. We do send them a video of the flyby occurring. When the RCMP issue a ticket, it is a $567 ticket and 6 demerits. So yes, it is a very stiff penalty, but as it should be. It's one of the more severe things that you would do as a driver on the road.
I really appreciate this. Sheldon Bossert is the Director of Transportation for the High Prairie School Division. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.